that alive, that ain't a chanami. That itself is machriach. You have to go back and achmal, and you have to ask yet again, Abishter, now I need more Yerushalayim. The more wealth you have, the more that's machayiv. You better ask for another dosage of Yerushalayim. That's the famous part of the Heilig HaChavetz Chaim. I was once by Rav Milcha Yehuda Lefkowitz, that's all. And Rav Elio Mann was bringing me into Rav Lefkowitz, and he says to me, you know that famous part, Rabbi Feiner, that they all say in the name of the Chavetz Chaim? Everybody has it wrong. And the Chavetz Chaim never said that pshat is, you got to the Oshav HaChavetz, Mamela, that's a Mechayiv, you better ask an Ochmol for your Shemayim. And you never got it. You're in the context of Yehirotz, and you didn't get anything. What'd you do? All you did was ask for it. And that was the kavod of the Heilig HaChavetz Chaim. You asked for it, that's what you want. Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva Kaidua, based on the Pasuk of Mishlei, Yish Lefim Halalo, how we madir the mensch, how do we tie a person up? And what do you praise in life? What matters to you? What do you talk about? You talk about the latest cars, you talk about sports, you talk about clothing. Is that what's on your mind, what's in the forefront of your mind? What you talk about, that's Kaveya. What are you thinking about all day long? And that's what the Chavetz Chaim meant. You didn't even get the Oshav HaChavetz. You didn't even get the fancy car. I forget it. You're not going to get the Ferrari. You're not going to get the Porsche. And the end of the day, you're not going to be eating steak dinners every night. You didn't even get it yet. All you did was ask in the context of Hirotzen and Afilu Hochi. You asked for it. That's what's on your mind. Oshav HaChavetz. Zot Chavetz Chaim. That ain't a Chanami. You better go back and ask for more Yerushalayim. There are other interpretations. That's a Gevaldik Ha'ora. Some Sfarim write it in the name of the Chozen Ish. I saw it in Daf Kuf Tzadi Zayin in the Sefer Nichocho Shel Torah, a Gevaldiga, a vignette in Devrei Torah of the Talmud Muvak of the Brisker Rav, or Moshe Shmuel Shapira, Reshiva Bar Yaakov Zatzal. And Reshiva Bar Yaakov said, I have no chadiyak, not only the kasha, the Chavetz Chaim, why the need, the repetition of asking for Yerushalayim, but another diak that you have to be omen on. The first time around, the choice terminology of Anshei Knesset Gedola was what? Chaim Sheish Bahem Yerushalayim Yerushalayim. But the second time around, it wasn't Chaim Sheish Bahem. Rather, what do? We altered the terminology in the Nusach now read, Chaim Sheish Banu Avos Torah Yerushalayim. Fret, HaRamosha Shmuel Shapiro Shiva Bar Yaakov, the Mechaber Shari Shmuas. Why the first time it was Chaim Sheish Bahem? And the second time around, all of a sudden we switch, and now it's Chaim Sheish Banu. Zokter Shiva Bar Yaakov. Because the first time around, when all you're doing is simply asking the Ribbono Shel Olam, can I have your Shemayim? Can I have your Eschait? So it's Mamela Chaim Sheish Bahem. It's there. It'll be in your life, but it's not the Mamish in you. That's not part and parcel of the mensch. It never transformed you as an individual. It didn't become a part and parcel of every fiber of your being. It wasn't in your lave and your nefesh. Second time around, you know what allows it to sink, to get ingrained and imbued into your Etzem Mahus? A second time around, when it's coupled, when it's juxtaposed to Avos HaTorah, then it's not simply Chaim Sheish Bahem. Yeah, Tak and Abishtar, I like to have a life. And in that life, I want to have Yerushalayim. The second time around, and when we couple it with mention of Avos HaTorah, as Dr. Moshe Shmuel Shapira, Ayyadei the Avos HaTorah, it's not Stamazo Yerushalayim, it's Yerushalayim that sinks into your bones. That becomes a chelek be'etzem of your mahos, of your core essence. Chaim sheish bonu avast. How do you get it bonu? How do you make it inside you in your lev and nefesh mamish? And mamoki halev. You know how? When it's first predicated, it's mavusas and meyusid. On an avas atayra, coupled with avas atayra, then ain't a chanami. Then it's a suk achel legamri of Yerushalayim. It's not simply chaim sheish bahem, but henceforth mikan ol haba. It becomes chaim sheish bonu. It sinks into your bones. Only Ayyadei Avos HaTorah. So what is it that we love? And what are our real loves? Ishafim Halalo. What are we praising? What are we talking about? What are our aspirations, our goals in life? And what makes us tick? What gives us a geschmack? Is it the steak dinner eating out? Is it going to the sports game? Is it the brand new Ferragamo belt? What does it for us? What makes us tick? Listen to a Gevaldig Sefer. I'm sure you're going to remember all the Torah that you learned today, but if you forget everything else I said, you will never forget this Ksav Sefer. It's a Ksav Sefer, son of the Ksav Sefer. I gave it in his Psicha Lebnei Yeshiva, Machon Ksav Sefer edition. It's on Daf Kuf Pei Dalet in his Psicha Lebnei Yeshiva. And most of it appears as well in the Gevaldige Sefer, Igra Sefer, and Igra Yud Ches, in the letters Miyuchas to the Ksav Sefer. So Sefer says, let's go to a well-known Gemara Megillah, Dibanim Adav Vavam and Aleph in the Pasuk. HaBeis and Zechaya Pertes Pasuk Zayin. Chazal say that Asidin, that Sori Yehuda are going to be Malamei Torah in the Tartius and Kekarxius of the Goyim. We're going to sit in the stadiums and the circuses of the Goyim, and that's where we're going to learn Torah. Frederick Sassan, that's where we're going to learn Torah. And we have to go into the sports stadiums. Lahavdil, we have to go into Madison Square Garden. We have to go to a Nassau Coliseum. And we have to go to a MetLife Stadium where the Giants, Jets try to play a little football. That's where we go. We have to go celebrate. Well, let's go to Jacob Javits Center. Let's go rent huge tents, convention centers outside. Chazal predicted over 2,000 years ago. Klai Yisrael, and here we just had it. How we have it again, Be'ez Hashem, January 1st, 2020. And the Luach Lozi, we had it a little over 6 years ago in the summertime. And what did we have? A Siyum HaShas, over 93,000 Yidden dancing Leibedik with the Jets and where they have Chalila rock and roll concerts, Rachmana Litzlan. And what do? We dance and we celebrate it. No coincidence. What's it called? MetLife Stadium. Because we talk about it, the MetLife. We bought it to be Misa L'Chaim. And what did we have in MetLife Stadium? Mamish, Brochus, Yuches, Amesim, Afilu, Bemisosim, Kruyim, Chayim, Rishoyim, Afilu, Bechayim, Kruyim, Mesim. We bought it to be Misa, Lechayim, Ayyadei, Kihim, Chayim, of Yerach, Yemenu. Zakhti, Sam, Sefer, Chazal predicted this 2,000 years ago. You're going to have Siyume, Ashas, and Madison Square Garden, where the Rangers are playing. And with the Knicks, it's a Pliyatsuma. Chazal, we need to have Tyra there? When they have Billy Joel concerts where the Knicks play basketball, that's what we have to celebrate the Torah. Zokta Safsefer Gevalde Gehar says, you know what's missing as we get Tikva Sod Mashiach, and here we are today, Mamish holding on the threshold of Zuchayim, the Sarah Torah, the Golador says repeatedly, Mashiach Kvar Omeida LaPesach. He's here, he's Mamish on the threshold. And Yidden are learning more today than in the history of the world, way more Talmidim than even in Surah and Badisa. That's Gemaldic Torah, it's the Kamas of the Torah. There are more yeshivas today than any time in history. So what's missing? Zuk the Sefer, you know what? No, Mashiach's not here yet. Because you know what's missing? The Geshmak, the Leibedikakai. Yes, Yidden are learning. Gemaldic came Chayin over your Chemenu. But in the end of the day, what gives Yidden the ultimate Geshmak? Is it redoing their kitchen for the 15th time? Is it getting that new Porsche? I got to get that Jaguar. I got to get that BMW. The new Lexus. That's my aspiration. I got to have that prime rib. Gevaldik. That's what I'm thinking of. Abister says, you know what's missing? Do you have the same geschmack in Torah? At least the same geschmack is what drives the Goyim the world over. What do? They go to circuses. They go to sports stadiums. And they watch Norishkeit. Mama Shoshkeit, you ever think about it? You go to a basketball game. They asked Chaim Kanevsky years ago. They asked the Golador, hey, mutar l'sachei kanur sal b'shabbat. Are you allowed to play basketball on Shabbos? So Chaim, as expected, said Mazek Kadur Sal. What's basketball? Say, explain to Chaim, you have two teams competing against one another, and you try and take this ball made out of pigskin. Pigskin, can you imagine it? Yeah, we want to know, can you have this leather ball? Can you put it in the hoop? So he says, I don't understand the kasha. Just take the ball and put it in the hoop before Shabbos, and you don't have any shayla. Goyim is spending money. They're waiting in line. They're sitting in traffic. 3 hours of traffic to get to that Giants game, to get to that Jets game. And what do? They're spending the money. And the VIP passes and how many beers they're drinking. And doing what? Could be 10 degrees outside. They're taking off their shirts. They're writing G-I-A-N-T. Is it J-E-T-S? That's it. They're writing it on the skin. They go, Mamash Rishuk. I was once being driven by a cab driver to Newark Airport to fly there to Seoul. So it's making conversation. You have to be nice. Brochus Yitzayinam and Olive. Rabbi Yochanan Matzagda, Avi Maktim Sholem, Afilu Nochi Shebashuk. I was making conversation. So I said to the kid, tell me you follow sports. He says, yeah, Rabbi, of course I follow sports. I said, what's funny? I'm a Yankees diehard, rabid Yankees fan. I said, really? Yankees? I said, yeah, you go to all the games. He says, Rabbi, I go to every single game. I said, really? From what I remember from my youth, 162 games. You go to 81 home games? He says, Rabbi, you didn't hear me. I didn't say I go to 81 games. I said I go to every single game. So what do you mean, 162 games? He says, yeah, I go every place the Yankees go. I said, but they're making millions of dollars. You're barely pulling in a living. I says, yeah, but I live vicariously through them. My whole life is the Yankees. They don't even know who this cab driver is. They're going to switch anytime they get a bigger contract. They have no loyalty. And this mamish, what a nebuchadnezzar guy. He's living his whole life an Indian. I said, tell me, are you married? He says, yeah, I'm married. I said, what does your wife do? Oh, she doesn't like it. Oh, I can't imagine why. He's following the Yankees. Are you following your Rebbeim wherever they go? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Meshumash Shemichai. Broch is the bottom of Zayin and Mebeis. Gedolah Shemusha Shatora Yosem Limuda. Yotzek Amayim Al Yodov. Yotzek Lo Nemer Lomer Lo Nemer Lo Yotzek. Malamit Che Gedolah Shemusha Shatora Yosem Limuda. Broch is from Zayin and Mebeis. And he's from Amaretz. Shitas Chama Maskon. And the Milsim Yishakor Vashon of Olo Shemish Tem Chama Reis Amaretz. Are we following around our Rebbeim Gedolah Yisrael the same way? They're following around the sports way. They have an IQ, some of them are 20 or 30 or 40. Either making millions of us because they know how to throw a piece of pigskin. I mean, because they know how to shoot a basketball, throw a football, hit a base, and therefore, how we worship them. That's whom we idolize. Zuktik Sav Sefer. You know what's missing? What's missing is the Geshmak. Look at how much money the Goyim spent. Look how much time and effort they spend into their sports games and their rock and roll concerts and the Broadway shows, Rachmana Litzlan. Look at the energy, the time that they expend. And they don't think about it. I remember in Eretz Yisrael, I had a Talmud when I was a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. He came over and he said, Rebbe, where can I buy a $250 esrog? I said, you would have to go on a $250. I said, well, last night I went out to a fancy restaurant with friends and I spent $250 on a steak dinner. I'm going to go into Sukkot and I know that after 120, the Eibishter is going to say, oh, for a steak dinner in Yerushalayim, $250 an hour. Oh, but for an esrog, a mitzvah deraisa that you couldn't spend $250 on. What are we spending our money? What are we spending our time and our energy? Eibishter says, Zok the Heligik Sam Sefer. I want you to go and celebrate Yesima Shas. Where? In Madison Square Garden. In the Coliseum, yes, in MetLife Stadium. And I want you to look around. Remember those Goyim and how they do the wave and how they go Meshuggah, slam dunk. They're going berserk. Do you go berserk? Do you celebrate? Do you go Meshuggah after Gemalden Yechidish? When you have a bomb kasha, you mechavim to the Kenega Pereshu. Do you dance Leibnik Rav Gifted when he came to Tells? He was saying a shir, and in the midst of the shir, a bocher asked a gevaldik akasha. Then a minute later, he said, I have to excuse myself. And he left the shir room, mamish, in the middle of the shir. I said, the bocher, after all, torhi v'lamanani tzarech, we have to know what's going on. He said, 2-3 bochum followed the Rebbe, and they saw he didn't go to the bathroom. They thought that maybe after he had to use the restroom. Instead, he went to his office. So they peered through the keyhole, and Rav Gifta was mamish dancing labadik in his office. So they waited until they came out, and they said, Rebbe, what's pshat? He says, I love the kasha, such a geshmak kasha. He says, I was so overwhelmed. I was intimidated with the gavaldi yasimcha. I had to dance, but I knew American bochum. All right, I'm going to break out into dance in the middle. You think I'm going to shug it up. As I said, let me go to the office. I ran to the office. I said, I have to go in and dance. I heard Ben Zatzal when he came back once late from a chas, and he saw in the basement his people were mamish, they were rocking. It was 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. And Zachoshim Chabur was sitting and steiging of Aldik. And he asked someone, do tell me, in basement, Rishli Chidish Chagigan, if you come out, tell me your stickle tire. Told him his stickle tire. He got up and he said, everybody, we're going to dance. We're going to do a rikud. And what do we celebrate? They celebrate a slam dunk. They do a wave. What do we celebrate? What matters to us in life? Zev Lev Shlita said recently in my shul that he was on an airplane years ago, and he says he couldn't believe it. There was an Irish individual sitting behind him who couldn't stop talking after he had one too many beers, and said, I did my mission of life because my son treated me to one of the fanciest restaurants in Manhattan, and they had a 3-pound steak. And I finished a whole 3-pound steak, and after I finished it, they came over and you said you're the 7th person in the history of our restaurant to finish a 3-pound steak in one sitting with all the side dishes and the desserts. We're going to give you a trophy and a little plaque on the wall. He says, that's it. I did my mission alive. He had a 3-pound steak. Rachmana Litzlan. Is it so crazy? How much time do we spend? Sports. It's amazing. I remember the last time I was at a baseball game. Eschatai and Imaskayo. Last I was ever, maybe I was 4 years old. No, okay, I was a teenager. Had to make my in-laws happy. Chol Hamoed Pesach, I had to join them on a trip. As so many Yidden in Yankee Stadium that Chol Hamoed, you can almost hear everybody munching on matzah. I munched on the matzah, so I remember how I was. Okay, I'm at the last game, last sports game I ever went to. Mamish Lashem Shem, I'm not even a Yankees fan. I went, keep it up, eh? So I'm sitting there, and there's a Hasidic Shiur, it's Chol HaMoed Pesach, and there's a Hasidic Shiur sitting behind me with the Gatzal Lavush, Chol HaMoed Lavush. His mom is in Big Day Yontif, and he's sitting by me, and he has a pair of headphones on, and he's holding something that appeared to be a kuntress of sorts, and I was so impressed. I said, after the first inning, I turned around and I said, oh, Rabbi Yehuda, Mamish, you should know. I didn't know, should I bring a sefer? Should I not bring a sefer? It's a Shem Mepsi, Kiyum, I'm going to have the game. I said, I have to talk to my in-laws. Abi Tula Shatura, Zoe, Kiyum, I'm going to chasari tesim, and I'll get you, get schar, get you. I was making all this. I said to this kid, you gave me such chizik. Here you are, Mamish, you're listening to a shiur in between pitches, and you're reading a sefer. I went to God's and big day yontim. I said, yes, what chizik. Yehuda Nagamaldik, he says, Rabbi Yehuda, stop donning me, Lekav Schulus. I'm such a diehard Yankees fan. I'm listening to the play-by-play on CBS right now, and I'm reading the program so I don't miss a single aspect of the batting averages. That's Chol HaMoed. That's what we're living for. Ish l'fi mahalalo. At a chavrusa years ago, I was 17 years old. I was learning with an individual named Chaim. And one day Chaim, in the middle of a chavrusa, started to cry. He says, Chaim, why are you crying? He says, I grew up in Los Angeles. He said, I'm a diehard baseball fan, and I memorized the baseball encyclopedia. He says, he could tell me 1962, who played second base for the New York Mets. He could tell me what was the batting average of such and such a person 38 years ago. Mom, is memorized? I don't know what type of upbringing you had. But he had plenty of time to memorize the dance of baseball encyclopedia, several hundred pages long. He says, I always kept telling myself, I'm going to get up the shrine, Amister's going to say, I'm at a shulchan tov mishnah in parsha yud oylon alos and bushel alos achim emishes. Did you learn about it? I learned. Yeah, you learned. Tell me over the mishnayos. You learned. Tell me over the gemara. Tell me over shas and poskim. Tell me what you learned. So I was saying, no problem. I'm going to get up there to shemaim. I'm going to tell emishes. What do you want from me? I don't have a good memory. I forgot everything. Emishes said, Bechaim, you memorized the whole baseball encyclopedia. Then you could do, because that you loved. Because if you love something, you never forget it. Met Hashem when you get married, Beis Hashem Yisbrach Hasho, Tovu Matzlachas. There's the old famous line, how do you remember your wife's birthday? Forget it once. She'll make sure you never forget it again. But you don't forget the names of the people in your lives, the family members whom you love. Because we don't forget something that we love, something that's meaningful to us. And they asked Ramosha Feinstein. It's in a conscious Otzer Chemdo. They asked Ramosha once, how do you remember Kol Torah Kula on your fingertips? Moshe said, Emshul Chomosha, he says, imagine if you saw a little pigeon. A little pigeon, you were visiting Paris, France, and you witnessed a little pigeon with its minuscule beak, and it went over to Migdal Eiffel, it went over to the Eiffel Tower, and it picked up the Ganze Eiffel Tower in its little beak, and it carried it 10 miles away. And you witnessed it, would you forget it the rest of your life, Avon or not? You would never forget it. Moshe says, every word to Torah is more Kaviv, and I'm more misragish, I'm going to spoil every time I learn one word of Torah. Every word is like I'm watching a pigeon carry an Eiffel Tower with its little beak 10 miles away. The hespilus and the chashivus and the avos ha-Torah. Al yedei avos ha-Torah, you become an altogether different person. Says Zuktik Safer Megillah Vavam and Aleph Hasidin Sori Yehuda to be Malamei Torah where? And the circuses and the amphitheaters, the stadiums of the Goyim. Why? Hamster says, learn from them. Look how much time, how much money, how excited they get over Shtuyot Shev, Shtuyot over Hevel Hafolin. Shakolim, they get so excited. Lachas come. You can't channel, you can't redirect that energy, that passion, that devotion to a sports team. You can't channel that into Yiddishkeit, into Torah mitzvahs. And that's what Eivishter wants from us. Zuk Tiksav Sefer, not in the Igra Sefer, but in a Shtikl Psichel of Bnei Yeshiva, takes our attention to Brochus Chav Ches and Reis, the Tefillah, Nechuni Ben Akona, Paskin Tur Shulchan Aruch, we say it every time we sit down to learn, Ana Mashkim and Behem Mashkim, are they get up for what? For Dvarim Tehim, the Frank Tiksav Sefer, what do we have to mention? My Nafkamina, what they do? The Nakuda is, we have to get up. Yiskab Akari, we have to get up. My Nafkamina, that they get up. Our Torah says we should learn from the Goyim, Zuk Tiksav Sefer. If they can get up early in the morning for Shtuyot, if they can go and dedicate an entire Sunday to watching people play basketball and hockey and baseball, and that's what they're living for. Then Allah says, Kama Chomer, we can't have that excitement, we can't get up early in the morning. I remember years ago as a teenager, I once was in Eretz Yisrael, and I heard Meir Kahane, Rabbi Meir Kahane was speaking Kedarko against the Arabs in Israel, and he says that he had an Arab neighbor, and it was bothering. He used to get up about 7 o'clock in the morning, And the Arab neighbor would get up at 6:30. Finally, one time, he was mourning himself. He says, what's going to be? He says, what am I going to say? I can't get up at 6:30 in the morning. My Arab neighbor's getting up at 6:30. He plays his crazy music. So he says, you know what? I'm going to get up at 6:25. He starts getting up at 6:25 and he plays this loud Jewish music to wake him up. The Arab neighbor then sets his alarm, loud Arab music, for 6:10. He sets his 6:05. He says this, and next thing you know, it didn't bother my pay to go to sleep at night. He'd be getting up too early. I says, but Adamashkim Ayushkim, they're able to get up early, then why are we able to get Yiskamakari? I never understood that the Torah Shokharach Yiskamakari. Yiskamakari lasses, what's Yiskamakari? I remember. Reading years ago that the lion, an average male lion, sleeps over 20 out of 24 hours a day. It's the females, the Ish Yisrael. She's taking care of the kids. She's cooking the dinner. She's catching the prey. She's the male. This is the king of the jungle. This is the Ari. The Ari of the king of the jungle. And he sleeps. Abishter, no problem. Yiskamakari, Tor Shulchan Aruch, I love you. Kivaldik, my best friend. I said, what do you want? You want me to get it? I didn't finish my 20 hours. The bagel, I was doing a bagel. Lion said 20 hours a day. I said, what's Yiskamakari? It bothered me for years. Yiskamakari. Adichon, they're taking it easy. The lion king. What's that? The lion king. What type of king is it? And then I read that if a geshmaka antelope or a zebra walks by a lion in the midst of its most intense, its deepest slumber, and this blink of an eye, keherif ayin mamish, the lion can be in the middle of the deepest sleep, but suddenly geshmak is walking by, a geshmak is smelling antelope or a deer, and mamish, 2 seconds, the lion is up and he's got that deer, he's got that zebra in its claws. That's Yiskabakari. Mission and Ovis, Dalin, Aleph, Ezo, Giba, Koishis, Yitzro. You're sleeping, aye, but you got to get up for Minyan, you got to get up for Seder. It doesn't matter whether you were sleeping 3 hours, whether it was 13 hours, whether it was 20 hours. If it's a Geshmak, Yisibra, Antelope, walking by Lahav, Delafi, Abdullahs. If it's a Geshmak, Gemarashi, Taisus, that you're holding in the Sugya. Agivaldi, Gemaral, or Tzodak, or Amchal, and Arizal. Amishnabur, Kitsa, Shukhrach, Chavetz Chayim. A Geshmak, it doesn't matter how deep you were sleeping, it doesn't matter how cold it is outside. It doesn't matter that the air conditioner broke in the middle of the night and you're shvitzing galore. Terence is the lion, no excuses. It wants something badly enough in the midst of its deepest sleep. It's still going to get up. Mamish keherify. So if you love something and you want it badly enough, Abishah will give you that. Terence says, we don't want it. We don't want it. What are the things we love in life? What are we excited about? Something sounds safer. Learn from the Goyim. So excited. So geshmak of a nourishkeit. Then Kavachomer, mi ben menosha Kavachomer, what should excite us? What should make us tick? Ish lefi mahalala. What really excites us in life? What are we looking forward to? I want to share with you a beautiful ha'ara they asked Or Chaim Kanevsky, the Golden Hador, and appears in Daf Lamed Gimel of the Sefer Shema Tfilosi on Yinyani Tfilo. And they asked Or Chaim Kanevsky a beautiful insight. We know the sugya in the first parak of Brocha, Sebanim Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Paskin and Shulchan Aruch and Orchayim Simem Zayin and Tziv Zayin, that someone who gets up in the morning and forgot to recite a Brocha Satorah, don't worry about it, Kvar Nifter B'Avar Ava. At the Hainu, the Mamalei Mokum, if you will, of a Brocha Satorah, Lu Yitzur, you forgot to say it in the morning. It's not trying for you to forget to say it in the morning, but if it happens to me, I didn't sleep well, the Tzad Rochak, that one morning you woke up and you're talking, forget about it. Don't worry about it. Kvar nifta b'av rabbi. Yes, you should learn after davening b'chula, but a kaponim it's the mamali malkim brachas atay. So they frak the kasha. Archaim Kineski, I don't understand. If you look at the nusach of Av Rabbi, you have a ganza richus. You ask for no fewer than 8 different zach and the same libeno the bino what lohav and alaska lishmo lomar lami lishor lasus the kayev has called the red damas or sech. Look at this ganza richus in my Av Rabbi. Afrek the kasher chayim. So how do you understand kvanif to be Av Rabbi? If it's so crucial, if it's so pivotal, to be yotzei to talk in such a richus ticket terms about the Torah kedusha, where is that in my birchas atayra? Where is all that in my birchas? So why is it missing in Berchas HaTorah? So Tachayim, what do you mean? It's not missing. It's all there. Where is it? It's all contained ever so concisely and succinctly in but 2 words. The Ha'arevna. If you have the Geshmak, if you love the Torah,
Have you tasted the Arabus and Masikas Satur? You don't need to ask for Bakoshis and Frodus. You don't need to ask for the Bina Lahavan or Askel, the Shmuel, Lomar, Lamin, Mechoy. You don't need to ask for it. Why? It's automatic. Because if you love something so much, you're going to get it. Ayin Zoychet to Sona Satur, Ayin Tanan, Eli, Yorabit, Berkin, Ches, Rashi, and Shir, Shir, Baal, Beis, and Beni, Yon, and Mishlei. And Beis, Dalet, Ayin Zoychet, and Gavaldig, and Rosen, Sona Satur. If you love the Torah enough and you taste the Masikas, Ayin Gavaldig, a Meiser of Meir Simcha. And the Heiligor Semech, the Baal Meshach Chochma, one time he had a Chavrusa Shabbat. Anytime they got up to a Shverkite in a Taisus and a Rashba, our Meir Simcha would turn to his Chavrusa and say, here's a Tehillim, Zog some Tehillim, and Davin for Abba Satayr. And Davin for loving the Taisus. He says, Rebbe, why don't I just Davin to get the Yishuv, to get the Terut, to fend for the Kasha? I'm Davin for loving the Taisus. He says, you don't understand. He says, it's a mother who gave birth to a newborn child. She had to go shopping. She left for 20 minutes. I left a newborn infant to buy the home of a neighbor. He comes back 20 minutes later and the baby's crying hysterically. I says to the neighbor, I don't understand, what are you doing? You can't calm down my child. She takes the child within 3 seconds. She mollifies, she appeases the child, and he's calm as can be. Says, what's wrong? How'd you do it? She said, I don't need to do anything. I love my child so much. I'm so connected. I'm so dovuk to the neshama of my child that I know instinctively and automatically what's bothering that child. So Tamei Simcha, you know why we don't understand a Taisus? We don't understand a Marsha. I know why we can't make sense. Ksois and Sivashem Shmaitzel, because we don't love it enough. If we loved it, if we valued it, if we were so dovek and the way we ought to be, Zohar Nachri Mosai Yigim Amaral of Kutcha Bruchav Yisov Araisa Chanu, it's a mamish mechoda maxima sinu, a one piece, with mamish together with the turf. You love it. And you're connected to it. Ava, Gematria 13, Echor, Gematria 13. If you're ma'achid with the Torah, Ayin in the Avos of Torah, you won't have the Shmerkites. You know it. You know the mindset of the Torah Kedusha. You know the Ratzon Abore. If you love it enough, if you taste the sweetness. But what are we running after in life? My favorite Torah Chaim HaKodesh, Parshas Kisavo Perchavo, Pasuk Yed Aleph, Ashtet in Pasuk V'samachta B'chol HaTov, writes, the Heilig Orah Chaim Ein Tov L'Toyra, Abbas Perchavo Mishnah Beis, Shemar Ki Lek Hato Nasati L'Chaim Ein Tov L'Toyra, the ultimate Tov in the world is the Torah Kedosha, and if Yidu will love the Torah, Hayim Tov M'Marevis M'Sikah Satara, Yim Shtagim M'Slatim Achareha, nothing. And what's gold? What's silver? What's the prime ribs and the sports? What's it all about? It's here today. It's gone tomorrow. It's all ephemeral. It's all transient in nature. It doesn't last. There's no nitzchias. Torah is netzach. Torah is nitzchias. Torah is here forever. What's meaningful in life? What's going to give a person a gishmak? What taka makes you tick? What does a person love? They asked Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Zilberstein Tuvcha Yabiyo Pashas Yisrael. Around Levi, how come Yeshiva Bachim today they're struggling? They don't love the Torah enough. He says, before you ask them anything else, he says, first ask the Yeshiva Bachim when they get up in the morning, do they taka recite the Birchas HaTorah B'Kavon Ritzuya? Do they mean it when they ask Abish to Behar Ravna? I really want it. I want to taste the Arevis Masikas HaTorah. How badly do we want it? How much Kavon do we have? What are we davening for? If your mamish want to love it, you got to have siyata. How do you get the siyata to Shemayim? Megillah, Bavon Beis. You got to have siyata to Shemayim. Hulu Chadudu, look at me, give us a siyata to Shemayim. You got to have siyata to Shemayim. You want to love the Torah, you got to have siyata to Shemayim. Eberstor, I want to love it. The Harav no, Gevaldig, Gevaldig, Harav, by the Lavush, Hilchus Bruchas HaTorah, Asim Mem Zayin, Tzivav, and the Hagal, and the Taz writes a similar idea, Hilchus Adom, Yordei, Asim Reish, Chafalos, of Kavtim, Mem Gimel, that we have in the Berachas Torah, without getting into the base, Alevi Mechaschinuch Rav Chanan is a Berachas Shvacha. Ahodah is a Berachas Hamitzvah. Arites the Taz writes, Avilavush Stipler's Marach Kilas Yaakov and Berachas Tzimun Chabeis, and we have a Bahar of Noz together Berachas Anenin, a Berachas Tamen Hayam Nala beginning a Ketzim of Archim. Asur Lenes Miolam Azeb La Berachah. You can't enjoy a Shtikl Torah. You got to make a Berach on it. What's the Berach of Bahar of Noz? The Masikas Eish. I want to love it. I want the Arevus of Masikas of Torah, and it's together with Berachas Anenin. Everybody knows the Eglay Tal. Famous Avni Nezer, Nezad Gavon, the Eglay Tal, Lamentes Velochim Shem Nezor Hakadosh, and the Eretz Tzvi and Chuvas. Like all of the innocent Mitzari base brings a raya in the Klechen of Parshas Hazino. I'm the Noah Kitzon Yosef, it's Simon Chofei, Rabbeinu Manoach, and the Ramah Mechus Tfilah Perek Zayin Aloha Yud. So many swarms be a shlom ready, Mesef Shavuos, and it all comes down to Rabbeinu Abba and Ahar, one of the Gedolah, we showed him in the Dorim, Chesem and Aleph. Mitzvah Slav Lahanas Ninu. Yes, you're right. Mitzvah Slav, but the Torah is Lahanas Ninu. Hamster wants you to get a geschmack. He wants you to jump for joy. He wants you to enjoy the geschmack and the taste it. To lick the damash off your fingers every time you heard a gewaldig a shtickle teira. You learn to concise and receive. Yes, it's difficult. Nothing meaningful in life is going to come without the accompanying difficulty. No pain, no gain. Yeah, it's difficult. I remember I was learning once with Rosh Kol. I came into Second Seder one day. Years ago, he told me he was on a crowded bus coming to the Kailo from Har Nof. It was such a crowded bus, he couldn't help it. There was an American girl learning in a modern girls' seminary. And he couldn't help. She was standing right there, and she started making conversation with him, asking him some questions. And then he noticed she was wearing a sweatshirt. And on the sweatshirt was a big picture of a shtender with the Gemara. This is a girl's sweatshirt. He says, do you mind if I ask you what's... He says, yeah, on the back of the sweatshirt it says, I'm not looking for a boyfriend, I'm looking for a chavrusa. He says, can I ask you, you learn Gemara? He says, yeah, I learned. He says, well, what do you... This is the first time in your life you're learning Gemara, right? Do you enjoy it? Ah, it's the best. It's so kishmak. I Gemara, yes, my whole life, I can't wait, I'm learning Gemara. He says, that's when I knew right away, she's not learning Gemara. She's asking the yeshiva guy, starting at Elamatzis, a mafkin, he's learning Magus, how do you have Gemara? It's so difficult, Rashi tells you. She's not learning, she's learning some nice in Yaakov, yeah, they're telling you nice, I got it, I'm making a geshmak. And we know Tyrus hard, Tyrus what? Ki adam namo yulot, sadi tzeh seven beis and san hachem, beis taniya, perkei for six ayat. You made for what? For amelis for Tyrus. That's difficult, yes, it's painful, you're going to schwitz and you're going to be mosa nefesh. And yes, it could be on a Sunday and your favorite sports team is playing and your friends are talking about the game. It could be, oh, you want to know how your stock is doing, Amazon, Google, at the end, oh, you want the steak. What matters to, what are you schmitzing? What are you giving? If you're not giving up, then you're never going to get that taste of Torah. Yes, you get up in the morning and you have to have kavanah, but the kavanah has to be accompanied Eberstein. What do you want in life? There's a limit. How many hours? What's occupying your mind, your lev and nefesh? What do you want to love? You want to talk about and love sports cars? That's what you want, a Porsche? It's Joanna Lamborghini. Tell you, I'm a rov in Camp Simcha in the summertime. And for years, they bring up fancy cars. There's a whole chevra. And this is kids, Rachman al-Atlan, cancer, leukemia. It's one section of the camp. And then, of course, they have another session where they have children with Rachman al-Atlan, genetic diseases. And come out every summer, they bring up this chevra. Unfortunately, for my community, sometimes the five towns. And they come up with fancy cars. They give these kids rides. All over, and every summer they ride a fire. Come on, you got to go. You got to go for a ride. And we got a Rolls Royce for you. We got a Porsche. And we got a Porsche. We got a Ferrari, Lamborghini, Alfa Romeo. I don't even know these cars. And they said, Rabbi, and every summer, they, I said, I'm not just an Ochbal. It doesn't do it for me. Finally, one summer, one of my Mispalim was one of those drivers. They rent these cars. Comes up and he says, Rabbi, come on, you have to do it. I have to take a picture. You have to. I said, okay, Heshi, for you. You tell me which car is the most expensive car here. So they had a Rolls Royce, they have Ferraris. And what he says, we have a Lamborghini, it's a $400,000 Lamborghini. I'm a sugar, I'm a sugar. Some guy, you know, he could support my shul for 2 years. I said, a Lamborghini, $400,000. One Jewish comedian once quipped, he says, I understand, the wealthier you get, the smaller the cars go. He says, now a Lamborghini is not $400,000, it's $600,000, because after going in and squeezing yourself into this little tiny car, and the other day you need to pay $200,000 in chiropractor bills. How do you get into that little thing? Anyway, so he says, you know what, Rebbe, come on, you got to go in. I said, Heshi, for you, Seder Gomer. Seder. I go into this Lamborghini. And the mamish, the seats are fastened, are chiseled into the frame of the car, because the car can go so fast. So I get into the seat, 313 seat belts. I'm only going to go 5 miles an hour. I don't. Okay, I was strapped in, everything was ready to go. You have to set this up, set that up, and then there's the magic button. You press this button, the automatic start. I press the button, oh, geschmack, it's a horizontal rocket ship. And mamish, you're ready to go, you're ready to fly. And the whole geschmack is that 3 seconds of the pressing the button. And your mom is ready for takeoff. And then one, yeah, I'm going 20 feet. I went 20 feet, 5 miles, that's it. People are spending fortunes for what? For that little geschmack. It's here today, it's gone, not even tomorrow. It's gone 3 seconds later. And that's what people are living for a car. Us, you say, oh, we don't need the Lamborghini. I just need the nicest Lexus. I don't need the Lamborghini, Rabbi. A Ferrari will do it. Okay, yeah, a Lexus. Oh, Infiniti. What do you need anything more than a Honda, Toyota? They do what they need to do. The Honda, the car that sells it. What do you need anything more than a Honda, Toyota? When I was learning in Kola here and there so many years ago, I grew up, my mother drove 8 children and a 1987 huge Colony Park station wagon. And they were ready to give it away to Tztok after 20 plus years. So what are you giving away to Tztok? It'll be the Kolomobile. I was living in Fountainview, a bunch of young alike, and our mamas would take it. It was like the circus, 20 clowns coming out of the car. I pull up and there you saw 30 cola. It's, how many cola guys can you fit in a station wagon? I don't know where they were sitting. But what I do know is when it was raining and snowing outside, no anti-lock brakes, no anti-lock. Our mamas, we took up three lanes. I'm coming down the Beltway, mamas, the car is all over the place. You never take such a car on the highway. Mamas, I have a righteous down road. Early in the morning, that's it. 25 cola guys come out of my station wagon. After using it for a few years, and coal, I sell it to another guy from Lakewood. I sell it to him for a few $100. He sold it to another guy 15 years later for another. And next thing you know, I think it's still on the road today. Some younger man in Lakewood is still driving a 1987 Colony Park station wagon. Come on, look. And I say, what do you need anything more than that? It got me where I needed to go. Got me where I needed to go. What is she for? So, I got to have an Infiniti. I got a Lexus. It's got to be a Ferragamo belt. It's got to be the best steak, a 3-pounder, 16 ounce. What are she for some life? It's what we care about. It's clothing, food. Gosh me, is Hevel Abolam Kirkolova. Where is our Ava? You want to taste the sweetness of Torah. Got to get up in the morning and say, Abish Tovah Harav. Now, this is where I want my Ravis and Seekers to be. I don't want to enjoy, I don't want to live vicariously through people with an IQ of 40 who are hitting a little baseball over the wall 350 feet down the field. I want to know Shas. I want to know Torah. I want to know it. So we got to daven for it. We have to daven Siyat HaTorah. We have to daven for Avos and Seekers and Ravis and Torah. It's not enough to daven for it. You got to do. You got to do. Everyone wants to wake up the next morning and become the Vilna Gaon. They want to go to sleep comfortably the night too. We want our 2 pillows. We want a down blanket, a nice comforter. Air conditioning better be working, otherwise forget about it. Moshe Feinstein never learned with air conditioning. Why? Because he was so worried. He had learned, no matter how hot, no matter how cold, he got used to learning without the heat, without the air conditioning. He was chayshish, lu yitzur, I'm going to get so used to the air conditioning, one day it's going to break, and then it's going to share by learning. So you know what? I'm just going to learn without air conditioning. A grandson of Rav Scheinberg Zatzal told me he would come visit in the summer sometimes in the Catskills. He would sit, yes, with his 100 plus pairs of tzitzis. And it was 95 degrees outside. He had that little battery operated fan, the $5 fan, and sitting clipped to the picnic table outside. And Rav Scheinberg with 100 pairs of tzitzis would sit there for 9 hours straight without moving over a Gemara. He said, if you love it, the weather doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how the stocks are doing it, doesn't matter how the sports teams are doing. This is what matters. This is came chayna. This is came chayna. As somebody came to our bokhbet, he says, I tell you, that's the oxygen that we breathe. It's the air. It's not the air that we breathe. It is life. It's not that which gives us life. It is life. Came chayna. What do you want to give you life? What do you want out of life? It's going to give you the geshmak. We have so many other interests. We want to be comfortable. We can't leave the comfort zone. But if something's meaningful, then you're willing to sacrifice for it. A person wants to get the love of Torah. How do you get the love of Torah? You got to learn. You got to learn. You got to chazer. You got to get dirty like the chazer gets dirty sitting in the mud all day. You got to become a chazer. And you got to get dirty. You got to schwitz. And you got to chazer. Rav Huna said, Chelik is a chonus if shikar. I mean, all of my never saw a godo, but you saw became a godo from limud alone. Anyone who became a godo from chazoris alim. And we know how hard that is, but you know what's going to give you the greatest geshmak in learning? To finish Masechtas, to chazer Masechtas, to know Masechtas, to finish Sfarim cover to cover, not 2 pages here, 3 sefim over here, to go beginning to end and to finish Sfarim, and you're working on a sugya to finish a sugya. And it's tough and it's grueling, and it's rigorous. You bet it is, because the most meaningful things in life are the things you have to work for. Nama de kisufa, soni matanas yichye. You want things free? Big deal. It's not geshmak. Somebody gives $1 million, yeah, you'll take it. You give it right back to Ne Yisrael, Amir Tasha. But it's not geshmak when you get it free, when you get it gratis. When you work for it, then it's geshmak. So what gives us that geshmak in life? Rav Gusman. Rabbi Yisrael Zev Gusman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was once getting driven down Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. And he looked up at these big office buildings. And he says, I can't imagine the yidden that is sitting in these fancy leather chairs and these beautiful mahogany desks, and they're pouring in, they're raking in real estate in Manhattan, they're raking in millions of dollars a year. He says, I could tell you if they knew the geshmak of getting shot in one tesis, they'd be jumping out the windows to sit in the car and learn with me right now. What does it for them? Baron Leib Steinman, Kayadua, he and the Garebbe, they traveled all over North America. They went to France to be Machasik, getting well into his 90s, one of the Gedolei Yisrael. So one of the trips, they were passing by Niagara Falls. And his head was Shaku and a Gemara. And some of the Talmidim, they were looking out the window and they saw Niagara Falls, Mamash, one of the seven natural wonders of the world. And they said, Rabbi, and if Flo Samori, you got to see it. You make a bracha or say, Masim Rishus, it's Mamash and Flo Samori. And he holds up the Gemara and he says, what do you mean? Eimachan the Flo Samori, Gedolei Mizu. I got it right here. I got a Geshmak and Gemara. I need Niagara Falls. Holech b'derech m'shoyin b'afsek b'mishnos. So we all were Elan Zenoah, Nir Zenoah, Mishnah Rabbi Yaakov. Pirkei Avos, Harei Ma'olam Koskim Moschayim Anasho. Ah, but it's nice. Savadin, the flow of Samari. Rabbi getting a Sonia Torah. Enjoy it. Get a taste. But when you're in the middle of learning, nothing compares to that Geshmak. Rabban Leib, that's what he needed. Shmuel Bor Mamad, I heard this from a Talmud. When the Mir was traveling from Shanghai, from Europe to Shanghai, they passed an exquisite island, most magnificent island in the middle of the sea, and everybody ran to the side. This is the famous Meister Chaim Shulovitz. And they asked the Mir Rosh, said, Rebbe, where are we holding? He says, what do you mean, Shmaitza Dalit? I'm holding in Shmaitza Dalit. That's where his head was. Our Shmuel Bor Mamad's head was in the Gemara. And all the Bokhrim in the middle, they start running to the side. And they say, Rishmol, no, Mamishka, Rishmol, 60 seconds. Just close the Gemara for 60 seconds. And you're never going to see an island like this the rest of your life. You can't imagine. It's beautiful. It's exquisite. It's gorgeous. You got to go ahead. Just close the Gemara. Put it aside 30 seconds. And you got to see this unbelievable island. He says, and you're never going to get a chance like this the rest of your life. He says, Taco, that means that I'll never get the chance for the rest of my life to have an opportunity to close the Gemara, see the beautiful island, and to give it up. Because I didn't want to close the Gemara. You think I want to give up that opportunity? And he didn't take his head out of the Gemara. Because that's what gave him life. Because the islands, that didn't give him life. The Ferragamo belts didn't mean anything to him. The steak dinners and doggies, it didn't do it for him. The spare ribs. The Yankees, the Mets, the Orioles, just didn't do it for them. The Ravens, didn't make him tick. The Torah gave him a Geshmak. So he gave him a Geshmak. I was at the one baseball game before the Yankees game. Eschatai Anima Eskir Hayo. They came out with Camden Yards. Camden Yards was Bein Hazmanim. Bein Hazmanim, and everybody told us, you have to go to Camden Yards. Now, I wasn't so into baseball. My wife surely wasn't so into baseball. But the Velt was going. You have to see Camden. It was the first stadium that came out. They had a mall. Outdoors, okay, one summer being Asmanim. I said to him, I'm going to take it to an Orioles game. I'm there at the Orioles game. And Mamas, you see, when someone's objective, and my wife, who couldn't care less about baseball. After the first inning, okay, let's take a walk. So it was just, the game just started. Oh, let's take a little walk. Okay, we came back. It's 90 degrees outside. This person's eating this, and beers, and knishes, and pizzas, and peanuts. My wife's sitting there and says, it's another 2 minutes in between each pitch. I says, I don't understand. What a waste of time. Look at all this time that's getting wasted. And I'm thinking, Taka, she's right. We left after the third inning. We never again went back to Camden Yards. So what a bittul zman. Besides the motion, I was going to Shemitz of Shalom Bayis. But here, that's my key with Shalom Bayis. And still, what a waste of time. A football game, average football game takes over 3 hours. I read years ago, you know how many minutes of actual playing time in a 3 hour plus football game? 11 minutes. There's 11 minutes of playing time. Now you're looking at, I can't believe I waste all that time watching a stupid, silly football game. You can have someone record the 11 minutes of actual playing time, you count the whole thing in 11 minutes. How much time do we want? For what? For shtuyot? What makes, what do we want out of life? If we want it, this is what we have to daven for. This is what has to give us the geshmak. This is what we have to love. Do we love this farm? Do we love this farm that we buy? Do we love holding those farm? I want to finish with a maysa of the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, Rav Urdeman, that I just heard a few months ago. I heard it from someone who heard it from the Bala Maysa. How you do with Rosh Hashiva? A new shas. Cover to cover, Bali Yerushalmi Baper, Avadi was holding. He always said his Yetzar is farm. He had thousands of farm in his library. And at the end of his life, he went legally blind. He went to the ophthalmologist, from eye doctor. He examined the Rosh Hashiva's eyes. And he says, Rosh Hashiva, I'm sorry to tell you, but henceforth you're going to have to be accompanied by somebody illegally blind. Shiva says, what do you mean I'm legally blind? Any good eye doctor, of course, has a shas in the office, pulls the Gemara off the shelf, and he starts rattling off service that basement out, so Nisus Yomar B. Amani Yachavisha Shemai Mashavis, what did Yosha writes? And he rolls through the whole out base. The doctor says, Rebbe, I'm so impressed. The only problem is it's not a ksuvis. He accidentally took a creases off the shelf. And he loved Gemara, he loved Sfarim. So listen now to this mice, and with this we'll close. Blue nether. A young man was learning in the Kolel, Avodas Levi years back. He was learning Pesachei Tshuva in Yordei, and he quoted an esoteric Shalos and Tshuva Sefer. So he went to Rosh Hashiva, he had thousands and thousands of Sfarim. Kayadu, he used to have to come back from Chassidus of Brooklyn. He would sneak them under his kapot into the house. He used to send people in as my wife was asleep. She shouldn't see all the Sfarim coming back with. And this younger man asked Rosh Hashiva, I need to look up such and such a Shalos and Tshuva. Say, do you have it? Have it? He says, Taka, I have it. He says, can I borrow it? He says, Amanda, you can borrow it. The only problem is, he says, I'm legally blind. I can't give you the actual sefer, but come to my house tonight and we'll find it together. He says, Beseder. Comes to the house after Marav, comes downstairs to Rosh Hashiva's basement. And he says, okay, Rosh Hashiva, where's the sefer? And he says, it's in this bookcase. He says, but I can't see, but I'll tell you what. Just take my hand, and I want you to just move my fingers along the bindings of the Sfarim. And when we get to that sefer, I'm going to tell you that's the one. So Shiva, just do that. And he takes his hand. And after moving his hand gently along this farm shop, Shiva says, stop, that's the sefer. He says, where is she? How do you know? He says, take it up. He says, Kachova, yeah, it is. How do you know? If you love your farm enough, then you know what they feel like. You know what your Oz Vahodar Gemara feels like. Oren is no CS, no sub. Doesn't matter how thick your Gemara Bavakama is. Doesn't matter how many Sfarim you're carrying. It's light, because if you love it, it's not a weight. It's not a weight at all. Someone's going hiking, he's got huge backpacks, and he doesn't feel it. Why? He's enjoying the Geshmak and the flow of Sabore. If you're enjoying the Geshmak, you can carry 13 Oz Vahodar Bavakamas, and you don't feel like you're carrying anything. He loved his Sfarim. He obviously learned them so much. You know what they felt like? Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, who also knew Shas, Baal Peh, his son-in-law told me that Besof Yomov, he was in the hospital, and he was so weak, but he asked, he says, can I get a Gemara Brachas? And they bought him a Gemara Brachas. And his son-in-law said he held on to that Gemara, he couldn't even open up the Gemara, he was so weak. And the doctors came, they needed to move around the IVs, they said, Rosh Hashiva, can you please let us take away that big book, so we could put it in an IV? And the Rosh Hashiva didn't let go of that brachas. And the son-in-law told me he died holding on to that Gemara brachas. He was too weak, he couldn't open it up. But he loved it so much. He says, this is my life. This is what I live for. Ask yourselves today, what are we living for? What are we loving? What makes us tick? What gives us a geshmak? What are we davening for in life? Forget the sports teams, forget the stocks. Forget the stakes, forget the Ferragamo belts. You know what we should think about? I want to know Gemara Shitaisus of the Masechta that I'm learning. I want to finish all the Masechtas that I'm learning. I want to finish Shas, I want to finish Sfarim. I want to learn them, I want to chaz them, I want to know them. Show the Ebershu that you want it, that you have the Rotzen, Rotzen Gematria. 346, Zotov Yitzchak Eisachover, Dorosh Yashiach Yitzchak. Shemo, your essence is your Rotzen. Shemo, 346. Makor. 346. Your Makor, your Shorash HaNeshama, is Nezgala, Ayyide Yerotzen, your Shmo, your essence, Bruch HaZayin HaBeis, Shmo Gorim, what's your name, what's your Rotzen? Ask yourself when you daven Ma'ariv tonight, Eibishter, what am I Ritzinus, what are my goals, aspirations in life, what am I thirsting for? You want Torah, you got to be thirsty for it. Ha'ikot, Samir L'cholamayim, Tainis Davzayin HaMan Aleph. And Mesechus Tainis, when you're not drinking, that's when you can recognize, you know, the water that's sustaining us. In Mayim Alatira, that's life. So go out tonight and Mayrev, go out tomorrow in Chakras, every single tefillah. And David Abishar, I want to know Mesechtas, I want to Chazar, I want to become an Emesteket HaMachokam, an Emesteket Ben Aliyah, I want to become an Odom Godol. I don't want the Hevel HaVolim of this world, I want my Hevel Peh to be in Siach HaTaira, Hatzlocha, and Brocha, and Mayredik, and Muchadik, and Siyat, and Ishmael, and Yishtai, Givaldik. May Chayel, have an awesome, unbelievable summer of Behad Yashakar.